H.O.
What up?
We must be back with a new season, man. 1100 a.m.
That right?
And we got Tiff, Hand in the building, H.O. and Coach. You now about to witness the strength of Sports Talk Radio.
Let go.
I can read your mind. You know it's that time.
Hold up.
Boy, I'm so fly, I feel like Brent Grimes. About to kill a whole season, man. SRT got picks for days. Ain't no telling when I'm all in. Never stall in. Pass the ball in the LBJ. That's the king, fam. Woo. Been balling since Space Jam. New logo like the LA Rams. SRT next up. Big dog picks Devin Hester. And that's the word on the street. Tiff got me right like we run in the screen. Real talk, canine, know what I mean. We causing the scene. SRT got what you want every week.
I ain't gonna say it.
What up? It's Sports Roundtable, live from the SRT studios overlooking Atlantic Station. And once again, thanks for tuning in for another week. Sports Roundtable each and every Wednesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on AM 1100, the Worldwide Radio Network, WRN. SRT crew is in the building. Another great week. Got a lot to talk about. Of course, thanks Facebook Live. I see you, James, doing your thing. And I am your humble host.
Yeah.
H.O. from Bankhead.
Westside, Bankhead. It won't fall.
And as you already know, Graded Baby in the building. Got to give a shout out before we even keep going. If you're tuning in live on Facebook or if you go to SRT Radio and watch us live, you will see me rocking a Washington Husky, purple Washington Husky hat. And shout out to Donna.
Please explain.
Long time podcast listener. She is from Seattle. She has been following and listening to us since 2013, man.
Long time.
Shout out to Donna. She asked me why I didn't wear the hat last week. It was raining, pouring. So this week, I'm rocking with the Huskies. Shout out to John Ross running at 4-2.
He did that.
He is fast. Hancock will be about 10 minutes late, so we go wait on him.
Blame it on the bridge.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. The bridge will affect everyone.
Hey, listen. The bridge is your excuse out of everything. Why were you late? Bridge.
Hey, well, that voice you just heard.
Yes, sir.
He has four rings
mm-hmm.
on his finger.
Mm-hmm.
D. Will, the coach.
What's happening then? What up?
What up?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Man, I'm great.
Yeah, man. I'm ready to get. Hey, listen. Listen. You know how after college basketball ends, you feel like, oh, man, sports is winding down.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's been a hot week.
Yes.
There's no lack of stories to talk about going into this week.
Speaking of stories, if you hadn't had a chance, Facebook Live or any loyal listeners, please, I would encourage you. It's not imperative, but encouraging. I would encourage you to go to srtradio.com. Check out our Sports Roundtable NBA Awards. They're on there. Go to the website, srtradio.com. Check out the awards. Leave a comment. Let us know what you think. Actually, you can give us your thoughts and opinions and awards yourself. And it was done by the man behind the glass.
Yes, sir.
Mr. G Money.
Am I my brother's keeper?
Yes, I am.
Yes. And G Money been keeping the website thumping.
Hey, yeah. That NBA Awards piece is a very well-written piece.
Very well-written.
Very well-written.
So one day, I guess they will take our votes, as G said in the article.
Yeah. Somebody read it.
Somebody read it. Yeah. We got a lot to talk about tonight. First of all, it's your first time listening to the show. Shame on you. But we do appreciate it. If you want to call the show, please give us a call, 404-603-8770. And if you want to follow us on all social media, you can follow us at SRT Radio. And just to give you a heads up, if you didn't know, but we run our show based on our favorite hashtag,
We Know Sports.
Hot news coming up. We got a great first hour of the show as we're going to talk about the Browns. Well, we'll talk about Myles Garrett. The Falcons. We're going to talk about the resentment against Steph. And some other news as well.
Yeah, he does get a bad rap.
Second hour of the show, we're talking NBA matchups. And basically, how do you feel about LeBron going to South Beach and getting his swerve on? And then not playing in the game.
Man, take a picture.
So
take a picture.
We got a lot to talk about. And with that being said, G, let's go ahead and get to this hot news.
Blazing. Hot, hot, hot. Scorching.
He's on fire.
Red hot.
This is why I'm hot.
It's the Sports Roundtable Hot News.
All right. Hot news sponsored by Big Easy Grill. If you're looking for the best New Orleans seafood in town, please run over to our friends at the Big Easy Grill, 1193 Collier Road, Atlanta, Georgia. Go to BigEasyGrill.com. The best shrimp in town is verified. All right, over the weekend, D-Will, you already know, after March Madness, after the finals, the next weekend is probably one of the most anticipated golf tournaments in the world. But the ratings were down this year, G.
I wonder why.
I don't wonder if the rain
it's the Tiger.
Had anything to do with it. And Dustin Johnson didn't participate. So, with all that being said, Sergio, at 37 years young, finally, after 74 matches or 74 tournaments, got his first major. He needed this, or did he need this?
Oh, he needed it.
Oh, yeah.
He definitely, because, like, he's had a reputation of kind of, if I don't know how much golf our listeners may pay attention to, but if you guys remember, like, Greg Norman.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And all the majors that he, quote-unquote, choked in.
Oh, no, he choked. Not quote.
Well, he definitely choked. He definitely did choke. He did choke. Sergio Garcia is, like, in the same realm, except Norman had at least two majors to reference. Sergio didn't have any. And he was supposed to be, it was like, he was supposed to be this guy. He was supposed to be Tiger's rival.
Right.
And he wasn't even close to it. So for him to finally break through and win one, I'm happy for him. But I don't think anyone should forget that, yeah, like, this is what he should have done, like, a long time ago.
And he choked on the 18th hole. That's what put him into.
It was about to happen. It looked like it was about to happen again. It was about to happen again when that happened.
We were about to play the same song.
Yes.
Because you got to understand, he was a kid prodigy.
Yes, he was.
It was Tiger Woods and Sergio Garcia. And that was all you heard, because they were these young guns coming up back in the day that was going to win. And Tiger went on to win all these majors. So you thought somewhere within the years, he would have got one. Like, but here's the thing. It's good he got this one. If he's going to win a major, to be able to put on the green jacket, the most iconic piece in golf. If you ask a non-golf person about golf, they're going to know about the green jacket, because that's what people know about. For him to win that and have that on his mantle as his own, hey, you can't beat it with a stick.
And G, was it 1.8 million?
It was real close to two million. Yeah. I know second place gets 1.2 million.
Okay, so
I take that check.
If I ask if he's married, I'm sure his wife would have said, "Yeah, you needed that
about
one."
About time, baby.
Yeah,
about time.
All right. Question number two. Big news. Hot news. Romo, Jared Jones' third son. He was a part of Maverick Day. And if you've been away from Twitter or been away from the news, he dressed out with the Dallas Mavericks, warmed up.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole shebang.
Whole
everything
shit.
Other than just, you know, short of signing a contract.
Mm-hmm.
With that being said, I'm going to have to go to you first, G, because I know this your boy. And I just want to know this. What does he really rank all time Cowboy?
As a player or as a quarterback?
Well, you choose.
You got to go quarterback because as a player, he's not high at all.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many players. There's so many players. I mean, he's up there. I mean, he might be like top 20 players of all time. But as far as a quarterback, I have him number 2. Behind Staubach.
Wow.
Better than Aikman?
With three rings?
With the 3 rings?
Aikman.
How many playoff wins does Romo have?
3.
He has 3? So he got as many playoff wins as he has Super Bowl rings, and you got him ahead of him?
You went straight to that.
I did. I went for the juggler.
Like, everybody goes straight to – but look, Aikman was on some stacked teams. Those teams were stacked. Romo, I kept telling you this, why I felt like he probably could have still been the starter last year, is when he had a running game – he looked better, and the team was better. But when there wasn't really a running back there, and he had to do everything, it was up and down at best.
Right.
You know, it's a lot of 8-8s and losing in the Week 17 game that could have got us into the playoffs. But when he had to do everything, it wasn't that. It was 8-8 at best or worse.
So it was. So it's kind of unfair to Romo to compare him to Aikman and the team that they had.
Right. I
because
mean,
because it was because Emmitt Smith never missed a game.
Compare them like against each other. Like Aikman had Emmitt Smith his whole career, right? Except for his rookie year.
Yeah.
Where I think he had Herschel Walker.
1-15. Yeah, that 1-15 year. So you ranking as a quarterback.
As a quarterback.
2. And as a player,
I wish Hancock was in here.
If you
I wish
go,
Hancock was in here so bad. Get on here, boy. Come
on
in here.
If you want to go straight to the, Aikman's got 3 Not rings. Aikman, how many times did he throw 30 touchdowns in a season?
Different NFL. You got to understand
how
the
era. How many times did he throw for even 4,000 yards?
Listen, Romo.
3,500 yards.
It's the different era of football. They weren't slinging that.
3,500 yards.
In today's NFL. In the today's spread, pass-happy NFL. But that's not what that was. That's not that.
So where you rank him, dude?
As a quarterback, he's
he behind Danny White?
Nah, he ain't that low. He might be behind Quince Carter. No,
he can't be lower than 3 for anybody.
He might be lower than Quince Carter. Nah, but seriously, he's 3 on the list.
3?
He can't be lower than 3. Because then you're talking about Danny White,
right.
Yeah, exactly.
Quincy Carter,
yeah, exactly. He's
Anthony
not,
Wright.
Yeah, he is, listen, I'll give him 2B, okay? But if you want to talk about stacked teams, how you going to give Roger Staubach? His teams were stacked in those days with the Cowboys. They had every player from the
They had a great
Don't start naming off, because all of them got on gold jackets. Just go look in the Hall of Fame and you'll see them all. So both of them had stacked teams. My point is, for Tony Romo to be that high, he never won the game for his team. You see what I'm saying? For him to be above those guys, he would at least had to get one. And when, true enough, some of his teams weren't as good, but when they were that good, he didn't get them over the hump. You can blame it on Jerry Jones. You can blame it on Jason Garrett. You can go all the way back to Wade Phillips. You can blame all the coaches. But when Tony Romo needed to win the game, he never did it. So that's the only reason I can't put him above 2 Hall of Famers. And if Tony Romo's a Hall of Famer, it's because he was loved. He has numbers, but if we're going on pure numbers, everybody's going to the Hall of Fame.
I mean, there are a lot of quarterbacks that – I mean, there is the focus on playoff – on what he does in the playoffs. There are a lot of quarterbacks who didn't even get to a conference championship game that – like Romo, that are in the Hall of Fame,
right?
And they have much better numbers than he does, but so, I still think Cam Rover's going to get into the Hall of Fame.
So I guess the ultimate question is, does he really deserve all of this?
No! Go back to the Dallas Mavericks.
As far as with the Mavericks, he was a big supporter of the Mavericks. And he actually, I think Cuban wanted him to play, but Adam Silver was not under the contract. Oh, yeah, he wasn't going to let him play.
Right? Who else in the world has ever done this? You played football for the Dallas Cowboys, and then you go and play basketball for the Dallas Mavericks to honor you. What the hell has Tony Romo done besides get hot chicks and turn the ball over in the playoffs? That's all he's done in his whole career. He never wins, man. Listen, I don't know what the fascination. I know he got the good face. They love him. He's the boy next door. He is the GWH. He was the great white hope, and he didn't get it done. He's America's darling.
It's been over 20 years since we won a Super Bowl. We got to celebrate something.
Exactly, and that's my point. Dallas Cowboys, the mantra of the star on your helmet, that aura is so big that Tony Romo is getting talked about. You see what I'm saying?
But
because he doesn't deserve it.
A lot of people look at playing quarterback for the Cowboys like playing shortstop for the Yankees.
Derek Jeter won ships. He deserved it.
I know. Well,
I'm saying anybody you name to compare him to, he's not in the conversation with them.
Or like a point guard at Duke.
Who?
Someone who's played point guard at Duke or for the women's UConn basketball team.
So what we talking about his college career?
No. He was saying that the quarterback.
Like the prestige.
I understand that. That is irrelevant. That's my point.
That's the only reason we know Danny White's name.
Well, I guess that's
so
true.
Talk to me, man. That's my whole point. Is all this worth it? No. Tony Romo does not deserve. Does he deserve to go straight to TV and sit on the bench? No. He's never been an analyst in his life. So that's my point. He is getting the world to have done nothing.
Wow. All right, question number three. Speaking of, well, if that was hot, I can't wait to talk about this.
Woo! Hey, man, cut the fan on.
Tim Tebow hits a home run his very first at bat. Okay?
They grew that to him.
Thank you! It was a layup!
The next week, he hits another home run. He already has two home runs, though he is playing in low A baseball.
That means he playing. Y'all can go outside in your backyard and see him playing in the sand lot.
The rookiest of the rookie leagues.
Listen, right. Yes. They play against the 17U national team when they practice.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, how far can he go from low A ball with the now? A lot of people has doubted Tebow.
A lot.
A whole lot.
Yeah.
So. How far can he go from A ball moving forward?
He can go as far as the media takes him. As far as the media and God Almighty, because you know Tebow is that's God right hand man.
Right.
You talking about somebody upstairs.
He was at the Last Supper for sure.
He was definitely listen, Tebow is in the picture. Go look it up. But look, he's going to go as far as the media takes him. However the media decides to view Tim Tebow as a baseball player,
right?
That's where he's going. Now, because as a football player, they ruined his career. He probably was able to play, but they took his career because of we saw what happened.
Yeah.
So if the media jumps behind this and they continue to throw him layups across the plate like it's batting practice on the first pitch –
do you think this will be, like, bigger or as big as when Jordan played baseball?
Well,
that happened a lot.
We got to hold off on that because actually there's a question for that.
Ooh.
So let's hold off on that. So, but listen, I do got to shout out my main man, Maceo, on Facebook. Maceo, please come in and please tell me, what do you rank Tony Romo as all-time Dallas Cowboy? We got somebody here saying he's top 20 as a player, maybe 3 and 2 as a quarterback. So if you can go ahead and do that for me. But the Tebow thing, I think is a wait and see. I really think that there is a the media is going to get a hold of this and try to, if anything about sports goes kind of sour, they go talk about Tim Tebow to get the media stuff back going. So,
especially during the summer.
Exactly. Yeah, during baseball season. But I tell you what, well, we'll get into that when we talk about him and George. All right. Question number four. Will Boston getting number one seed hurt the Cavaliers? D-Will, you want to jump on that one first?
Oh, yes, sir, I do. let me tell you, I'm going to give y'all a stat real quick. LeBron James has been to the finals how many times over his whole career? He's been six straight, correct?
Seven overall.
He has been a number two seed 5 times out of 7. He's made it to the finals every single time. LeBron James cares nothing about being the number one or number two seed. For Boston, that may mean something. That's a moral victory. But if you look at it, Boston has absolutely no shot to beat the Cleveland Cavaliers. Now, can they make it an interesting series? Of course. Can they go 7? Probably so. But at the end of the day, when they go wherever they are, LeBron James puts on one of his, like he's been playing when he decides to play. If he plays like that, there's no stopping the Cleveland Cavaliers in the Eastern Conference. Washington can give him a run. Boston can give him a run. But to say LeBron James is concerned about being number one or number two, he's not. He's been number two 5 times and made it every single time to the finals.
All right, Hancock made it to the building. Sports superhero, what's happening, bro?
What's up, big homie?
You doing all right?
What's up, D-Weezy?
What's happening?
The Bridge.
Boy. Look, man, if Trump can get in the White House, they ought to be able to do something with that bridge.
Come on, talk to me, man.
That's ridiculous, man.
It's crazy.
You know, superhero is my moniker, but I'm going to have to talk to Alfred or something to get me a plane. We got to do something. That's ridiculous, man.
June 15th is not soon enough.
Yeah, talk exactly. To me.
Man, that's crazy.
It is crazy. So,
man, the slaves got home quicker than Harry Tubman than I can get down here. That's crazy. We need the Underground Railroad or something. This is ridiculous.
Yes, sir.
Boy, he come in, bang.
Hey, he came in on fire.
Bang.
Crazy, man.
Hey, so what's your thoughts on the Cavs and the number one seed, Boston number one? And I mean, does it really don't matter?
I've been
listening to them stats.
Yeah, I understand what D. Will says. And you know, they don't get you a death certificate until you die. So, I mean, the thing is, they've never faced a lot of the stuff that they're facing. The number that gets me is their defense. And I think that's, no matter what, the second seed, I understand he doesn't really care about it. But I think it's a little more weight to this year because of the bad defense that they play. So not having home court could come into play at the end. I mean, anything can happen in a game 7.
I want to ask you this, Hancock. Like, do you think that that LeBron may be the only person with that mentality? Like, the number one seed doesn't matter as long as we're in a good place going into the playoffs. But what he's going after as far as his career and his goals for this season may be different from the rest of the team because, yeah, everyone else has won a championship. There may still have that hangover. But with LeBron, it's like, okay, it's on to the next one.
Yeah, I think he honestly feels that he can will his team through anything, whether they're number one seed or not. You know, you might have that with maybe a younger player, but you got to remember now, the other guys on the team, you got some vets on that team that come off the bench. And
Richard Jefferson
and even Channing Frye and, you know,
they just Kyrie Dante believes. Jones.
Yeah, so, I mean, the thing is they have a belief because they've done it, you know, and they believe in LeBron. You know what I'm saying? It's like your big brother. You're going to fight harder because you know what you got behind you. So they're going to fight, and I still think they're the odds on favor to get to the finals, but the road is going to be a little tougher than that.
Yeah, they got to play some basketball.
Yeah, they definitely do. Yeah. And that, like I said, the game 7, that's the thing that you worry about. You know, it can happen.
But like I say, but I understand you worry about it, but if they get any type of flow and LeBron can go for 38, 16, and 12, I'm sorry, Boston's not winning.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Well, Boston, yeah. The thing about Boston, you're right. Their offense struggles.
Yeah.
They do struggle on offense. But Cleveland got a way of making you look good. Man.
They do. I mean, they don't play.
Their defense is horrible. Yeah. It might turn up.
But that's what I'm saying. Well, it probably can. But like I say, if they get a flow and he has one of those type of games, it's no beating them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, last question of the night before we go to break. Trufant just got paid. Less than Josh Norman, more than Janoris Jenkins. 5 years, $69 million, 42 guaranteed. And let me make sure we understand. Guaranteed means he's going to get at least 42 million.
Oh, he's going home with that.
I didn't say signing bonus.
Nah.
I said 42 of it is guaranteed. So, good move, bad move. Not really care. Does he deserve it? It's okay. Hancock.
Hey, you had to sign him back. I mean, right now, it's perennial, you know, Pro Bowl. Well, not I say perennial, but he's been to Pro Bowl, right, or whatever. He's your top corner. In this league, they throw the football, so you got to have people that cover. You know, you don't have that big-time defensive line that gets pressure on the football. So right now, you have to rely on your two corners. You just signed Alford back. I think you had to sign Trufant back, whether you wanted to spend all that money or not. But until they can get a pass rush to help with that back end, you got to solidify what you have. You can't let him go and then need him. So I think it was the right move.
Yeah, I think the cornerback position is value just went up. I mean, it is unbelievable how the cornerback position – has the value have just gone up $13.5 million.
That's a market though.
And the running back position is right at $7-8 million.
But that's the market.
Yeah.
You know, like Hancock just said, the NFL has changed. It's wide open. You gotta cover all corners.
Yeah.
You got on the offensive side, you gotta make sure your tackles are solidified. On the defensive side, you gotta have your ends, you gotta have your corners. So all corners have to be covered. So it's no longer pounded up the middle, you know, big slow offensive lineman with a big lugging back. It's about spread it out, cover your corners, and beat them on the edge. Yep. So with the NFL changing, you had to pay him.
Right.
And then with the market changing, you had to give him that type of money. So like you say, he got double the your boy, Robert Alford.
Yeah.
He got double the money.
Yeah.
Like literally, he got double the guaranteed money. So if you're saying he's double the player who he is, who we just led us to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
But I understand the philosophy of them having to solidify that position. So does he deserve the money? Yes.
You deserve what you can get.
Thank you. There you go. I was looking for one of them Hancock-type lines. I just couldn't pull it out. And he gave me one. I appreciate that.
All right, man. Let's go wrap it up for hot news. About to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, somebody has a question mark on the number one pick now. We'll talk about the whole mock draft for the Falcons. Why y'all hating on Steph? Some resentment towards Steph. Boy, we're going to get into this when we get back. Sports Roundtable, keep it locked.
Keep those ears locked to Sports Roundtable on the Worldwide Radio Network. What's up, Sports Roundtable listeners? This is Greg, a.k.a. G-Money, a.k.a. the man behind the glass for the SRT crew. Now, do you have a podcast or radio show you want to take to the next level? Are you a DJ looking for that special voice for your drops during your set? Are you looking for some narration for that big presentation? Do all of these apply, but you're on a budget? Well, come see me at Fiverr.com, Fiverr.com. I can do all of these and more, just starting at $5. That's it, $5. I know you got $5. So stop by Fiverr.com/Greg Hurd. That's GREGHURD. Check out my demo and hit me up with an order so we can make that presentation, that pod, that drop really pop. Who knows? Maybe I can help you make a better show than Sports Roundtable. But don't tell the crew I said that, okay? Just that's what it is. Fiverr.com/Greg Hurd. Hit me up and I hope to hear from you soon.
your radio.
Tune in.
Now.
You can tune in to this radio station on any smartphone or tablet.
iPhone.
Android.
BlackBerry.
Nokia.
Samsung.
Windows phones.
Or whatever you have. Download the free TuneIn app from your phone or tablet's app store.
Tune in with music, sports, news, and comedy
from over 70,000 radio stations around the world, including this Beasley Broadcast Group station. Check it out at TuneIn.com
or your app store.
Sports Roundtable.
He talked about it. He said that when he was locked up with the handcuffs down the tunnel, they came down hollering about they had MJ on the phone. He said, if he don't have the key, I don't want to talk to him.
Only on the Worldwide Radio Network. The Roundtable Discussion.
What are we talking about?
Hit it!
Sports Roundtable back. H.O. from Bankhead. Hancock is in the building. He made it.
I'm here, baby.
The Bridge.
The Bridge.
He will, the coach. And of course, the man behind the glass, G Money. Shout out to Mama G. I see you listening. Rio, what's up? Maine, Katrina Moore. Happy birthday to JP Moore, longtime listener, Maine, on the Sports Roundtable. Roundtable discussion, of course, is sponsored by Jay's Used Cars. If you're looking for a used pre-owned or a new car, please contact Jay 770-496-0339. Mention SRT or Sports Roundtable, get a 10% discount on your down payment. Check out the website for your inventory, jaysusedcars.com. And he said, where they stack them deep and sell them cheap. Jay's Used Cars. Please contact Jay's. I don't know if this coincidental. And I'm going to reference Han because Hancock has always said is who says it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Well, there was a national guy on a show that basically said that Myles Garrett has got holes in his game. Okay?
Yeah.
And he went to LSU, so. But now, everybody is saying he got holes in his game. He's poor on the run. They say they would take, Derek Barnett or Arden Key in the same conference over him. Okay? Now, some have said they would rather take Jonathan Allen or Tim Williams first, if you go take,
right,
you know, that position first.
Right.
With all that being said, Cleveland, the Browns, are now in flux and saying that they don't even know who they want to pick. And if you go to the website, srtradio.com,
yeah,
you'll see the article.
I think that's a lot of game, too.
Yes, sir.
What happens now is you want to see if people want to trade up or make that big-time Herschel Walker deal.
Mm-hmm.
So Cleveland is smart. Do this. Feed into it. Feed into the, you know, the skepticism or whatever. Don't let people know that you are going to take the kid. Because now you're like, well, maybe you're not interested in it. And, you know, now we'll see what you might have to offer that I'll give you the big guy for. You see what I'm saying? So I think what they're doing is being real, real foxy and just going around the chicken coop. Nothing happened.
I got a question, though.
Go ahead.
And I'm sure, D-Will, you got the same question. We talking about Cleveland. Are they even smart enough?
Hey, listen, they got a movie made.
That's the easiest thing to do, though. You know, I mean, you got a different person that's over the football team right now.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to get that, oh, it's just Cleveland, until you do something about it. Falcons were all in just the Falcons until they got the Super Bowl.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it is what it is. You got to let that regime do what they do. You know, and I didn't like the move to go and get the quarterback from Houston. I thought that was crazy. That had to be a money thing. But I think what they did was make their number one pick more valuable by playing this up even more. Because I still think he's a game. He's one of those guys you put in there that can go get a quarterback.
So what you're saying is the guy that we're talking about on the Four-Letter Network, probably got a little envelope in the mail.
Well, I don't know if he got an envelope, but he helped the cause. I mean, he really helped the cause because, I mean, think about it.
Ain't no doubt.
You just made the skepticism go up. You know, people like, well, there's no sense in even talking to Cleveland. They're going to take that big guy. They're going to take him. You know what I'm saying? They're going to take Myles Garrett, so why are we even worried about it? So now you get that out there, and you put the little feelers out there and say, well, maybe we're not sold on him. Maybe he is, you know, one of those guys that take plays off, you know. So we'll see.
D-Wade, would you take him number one?
Without a doubt. I love all my Bama boys. But when you have a super freak like Myles Garrett, did y'all see him bench press? What's the little smart guy name on the Four-Letter Network?
Jason? Nah.
Nah.
A little bit of good.
He does the fantasy football, man.
Matthew Berry?
Not Berry, the other one. The younger cat.
Fielding Yates.
Did y'all see him bench press Phil Yates 20-something times? Like, literally, put a grown man in his arms, laid down, and bitch pressed a grown man like 20-something times. And this is unbalanced weight now. Yeah. And he at least 180, 190.
Look at him when he take his shirt off.
Come on, man.
275.
Come on, man.
It ain't nothing shaking.
Come on, man. What, he 6'6"?
And I mean running on, like man. 4'6"?
Come on, man.
That's crazy, man.
Stop it. Listen, if the Underworld Olympics, a.k.a. the Combine, if they go off numbers and you going off numbers, pure numbers, he's definitely the number one pick in the draft. Like, there's no – if you pop in the tape, he's the number one pick in the draft. So my thing is, it's smoke and mirrors. Like you say, this is gamesmanship by Cleveland, which they should do because they got the number one pick. Exactly. So why not play your hand?
Play it up.
What, I hope you don't care about Myles Garrett. He already distressed. He don't want to go there. So you're not really caring about if you know you're going to take him. So you don't care how he feels. You're going to play because who's to say they won't come with that big splash?
Exactly.
Why not? And like I say, it might be Cleveland time, man. They got what the movie. Remember, they went all the way down to the last hour and made the flip. Cleveland might be smart. They might.
I'm telling you got to play it.
You got to do
play
it.
Yeah.
G, you taking him first?
Money. I think he's the best player in the draft. You got to take him. I think this is like right on cue. Like every time, like we kind of knew he was going to be the number one pick for a few weeks now, maybe even a couple months. There's always like a couple weeks before the draft, somebody's going to say something to make people question, oh, is this guy really the best player? I mean, you would hear it on the Four-Letter Network from somebody else, or somebody puts out a scouting report saying that someone's smile isn't genuine enough or something like that.
Handshake not strong enough.
Yeah. So it's right on cue, but Cleveland might be holding out because, hey, last year someone, I don't know who had the number one pick, but they traded with the Rams.
That's what I'm saying.
And the Rams took, you know, to get Jared Goff, and someone traded for the number two pick to get Wentz. So they might be holding out for a deal. And
because, like you said, the thing is, it is a lot of those players at that position that you can get behind in the draft. So if you move from 1 to 8, you're still now you're really gonna get you a Tim Williams. You know, you're really gonna get you someone like that. And Jonathan Allen's gonna be top five.
Solomon Thomas from Stanford.
You can go on and on. Like, it's stacked full of defensive edge rushers. So you can move back. So why not go out and get you a veteran? The number one and probably a second round pick for him. So why not?
I think what makes less sense about this is that, okay, they might not take Myles Garrett at number one. They might take Trubisky instead at number one.
See, now if they do that,
doesn't make any
that
sense.
Makes,
yeah,
that makes
that's sense. Not
now listen, if they do that, Big H.O., your point is solidified. If they do that.
They take Trubisky.
Now, how many? He started what? 18 games in his career, something like that.
Can somebody
13.
Explain?
13. This was his only season as a starter.
Yeah, I gave him too many.
But can somebody explain to me how Deshaun Watson is in the championship game 2 years in a row, makes the best defense in college football look like they can't play.
Nah, they ain't make us look like that. Well, he just play well. Well, give him his props, but don't do that.
Exactly. He put up some numbers. He played well. Well, put it like this. Compared to what they did to other quarterbacks.
That's why I say he played well.
Yeah, he for 2 years, he even made Jonathan Allen come back.
Yeah.
He did, because he was pissed off with what happened in the championship game. He said.
Yeah, but we had won. So but, he's mad for no reason.
He said we won, but we wanted to go back
and get him
and make it look better. And he beat him. So, you know, no shade. I'm just saying. My point is, how can Trubisky be above this kid?
The right people ain't.
I can't. I've seen Trubisky play. He has done nothing to show me that kind of.
It's contradicting, man. Because the same things they're saying about Trubisky, his size, his athleticism, the way he looks like the NFL quarterback. We're talking about Myles Garrett, and you're talking about not taking him? I'm not understanding. So you're contradicting. So about him, it's about the numbers, but about him, it's not.
You would think that Trubisky is one of those looked-apart all-stars, but he's listed at 6'2", which is considered on the short side for a quarterback.
Average.
It's kind of on a different level. Like Mark Sanchez was a one-year starter at USC, and he ended up being the number 5 pick.
Quarterback, man, it's the position he plays. It's about
what Sanchez came out of USC, so I can understand the
cachet.
Yeah, coming out of SC quarterback,
right behind Leinert.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, they got a lineage of that USC quarterback situation. Mm-hmm. But come on, man, North Carolina, Trubisky, mm-hmm. he didn't even play. I mean, come on, the ACC wasn't all that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get to this Falcons mock draft real quick. I like Walter's football mock draft.
Yeah.
Pretty decent.
That's a good one.
So, Mr. Walter has the Falcons drafting Jordan Willis, Kansas State. Outside linebacker, edge rusher. I don't think I'm sold on that.
Hey, listen. I was like,
I heard this kid from Auburn on another draft rather than him.
Yeah. You didn't even. I'm gonna tell you. You didn't even want to report that.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean,
everybody's sitting here like, who?
I'm glad you called what school he went to.
Yeah, because we were like, who?
Yeah.
I'm serious because I'm like, who?
Well, I've seen Malik McDowell on one draft, T.J. Watt. Lawson, Carl
Lawson.
That's
the one I'm talking about.
Out of Auburn is another kid, and Cliff Harris, obviously.
So hold on. The kid you talk about played at what school?
Kansas State. Bill Snyder.
Wow.
And he played what?
Outside linebacker.
Okay. I've seen him play. I'm not going to poo-poo him. I watched him play because I watched Kansas State was on TV, and he was the hyped up person that he could play.
If you were going to pick,
I think it was 30. He was number 35.
If you were going to pick defensive players, would you go to the Big 12 and get them?
Yeah, you're right. Listen, I'm not taking up for him.
I'm just asking. I mean, what would I go get defensive players out of the Big 12?
Listen, Dan Quinn ain't finna go to the Big 12. I'm just so sorry.
I mean,
if you're going to do anything, listen, it's either going to be Harris, Lawson, and if it's a stretch, maybe T.J. Watt. But
y'all think T.J. Watt?
I like.
I don't know if Watt's going to be there.
That's what I was about to say. I don't think he's going. What they 21?
31.
Yeah, 31.
Yeah, they move up.
So many just.
Do you think Peppers is still in the? Would y'all still consider Peppers there if he's there?
They say Pittsburgh like him, and they pick right before the foul.
Or someone like.
I'm looking at this is SI, and they got Malik McDowell.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I saw Malik McDowell.
So,
or Takaris McKinley out of UCLA.
He won't be there, for sure. I know he won't.
You feel good about Malik McDowell?
Bad boy.
No.
A UCLA boy. Attack a bad boy.
And what's the other kid you said from Kansas State?
Jordan Willis.
Jordan Willis. Like, can we get somebody we heard of? Like, seriously, Falcons. Like, I understand. Hey, man, y'all, I'm going to give y'all props. Y'all do y'all due diligence. They know who these guys are. They study it. But seriously, with all these top defensive players available in the first round, give me something.
Where's how's your boy coming back from rehab right now, Eddie?
Yeah, I was gonna ask you about that.
He still hadn't ran. He still hadn't timed him. He still hadn't been on the clock. So
fifth or sixth round, man.
But I'm saying I can't say where he is because he hadn't been on the clock.
I like people in the state. I like ball skills.
Yeah, I do too.
Exactly. But you know, we know about the NFL. It's all about the numbers. It's about the time.
But if you get a fifth or sixth round, and let him
see, he got ball skills. He can return kicks.
We know this kid can play. We know if that injury doesn't happen, we're talking about him in the first round.
Yeah,
without
so
a doubt.
Too.
Like, solidified.
I think so, too. And at least. If not first, he going early second.
Mel Kiper had him at 26 at the beginning of the season, so he was in the first round. So, we know he can play, but I got to see him on the clock, man, because that injury, a broken lower leg.
But he's playing. I can deal with a broken bone rather than
a ligament damage. Yeah, but a lower leg is something that's hard to come back. It's not an ankle. It's not.
But it wasn't compound. It was more like.
It wasn't.
It was a clean break. It was a clean break. So, I mean, that can heal.
Yeah.
That can heal.
Maybe fifth or sixth round, you probably can pull him. But second round.
That's going to be a steal, though, whoever
gets it.
It's going to be a steal. Yeah.
Second round.
Dallas needs some.
Let's see, look at it. Come on, man. Oh, hey, can we rewind just because you walked in?
Please.
No, let's not. Y'all let's
need.
Not.
Hey,
G, I love you. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
we'll let you sign on that in a minute. All right. They got the Falcons drafting Deion Dawkins. Second round pick, guard out of Temple. Yeah, we don't know who that is either.
Yeah, it's crickets.
Deion Dawkins. Temple. I mean, they had a decent team. They covered a lot.
I didn't see. Next, listen, thank you. I didn't even see them play.
I saw them play, man, but it's nothing on.
I saw a highlight, and there wasn't no guards in the highlights.
That's the understanding.
What's interesting is that with this mock draft, Tim Williams is in the late second round.
What stop.
So do you think that if he
what
were
mock draft you on?
This the same Walter football?
Walter is on.
They have Tim Williams at the number 59 pick.
Boy, stop.
So if he's available at 63, you know, even if the Falcons went pass rusher in the first round, could you see them going pass rusher in the second round if someone like a Tim Williams is available?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
If Tim Williams is available anywhere, you take him.
Yeah.
That just is what it is. If you get late first round and picks go not according to plan, he's there, you take him.
Because this is a deep class for pass rusher.
It really is.
Like.
It is.
So you never know who teams are actually going to like.
The only thing I'd be worried about is you bringing in another, like, edge rusher like you already got in the board from Clemson, who did turn up. But they both kind of light in the pockets.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know.
All right, the third round pick is, G, you're going to have to hit me with this name, from Charlotte, defensive tackle, Larry Ugonumba.
Don't worry about it. He won't be here.
Sound about right. A defensive tackle from Charlotte. And they put up points, but they didn't stop nobody.
Why would you even look at players like that? I just don't understand.
I understand. Like I say, I understand this is y'all profession. You do your due diligence. You study these players. You know these players inside and out. But my thing is, when you see it on TV consistently every week, I'm going with the players that, because everybody in this game, everybody tries to be smarter than the next.
Yeah.
That's why they're making these asinine statements about Myles Garrett, because everybody thinks they're smarter than the next person. So it's all you need to do, man. Keep it real. Pop in the tape. Go old school. Look at the numbers. Pop in the tape. Watch them play and take them according to that, not according to what this expert said or this writer said. And that's what it is today. It's if you're not Mel Kiper or Todd McShay or one of those type, because everybody's that now.
Yeah, I just don't understand. I'm going to schools where they play.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, so fourth round. You got Matt Days, running back, NC State, and previously Elijah Hood.
Hood to me had a kind of subpar year. I've seen Days have some flashes. Neither one stands out to me to be anything other than just a, you know, marginal talent in the NFL. I don't see anything that's eye-popping in either one of them.
Yeah, Hood had a good sophomore season.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. This is lackluster last year.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, fifth round, they got Josh Harvey Clemens.
From
Louisville.
Yeah, the transfer from Auburn. From Georgia. He transferred from Georgia and had the pass caught on him again for Auburn in that game a couple years ago.
Yeah,
he transferred
tip pass. Yeah,
the tip pass. That was right on his head. That what made him transfer.
Yeah. Well, he went with Grantham or whatever.
And one of them leaving going. Who? It was another one that left, and he's leaving going with Grantham from Louisville this year. That's another story. But
yeah.
One of the other safeties, he's leaving and following them too. So
that's not. Listen, he can't. He can knock your head off, but he can't cover a fly.
Yeah, he can't cover
at all. But you know, like I say, instead of taking Josh Harvey Clemens right there, that's where you. If Eddie Jackson's on the board. That's where you pick him up right there.
I'm going to have to tell Walter.
Because he's a better safety.
They failed his test.
Yeah, Walter's doing very bad. Like, hey, y'all need to see his face. Facebook Live, I know y'all cracking up.
They failed his test. I mean, it's just.
Y'all might not get another mention.
Yeah, I didn't hear much of anything that I cared for out of Walter.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
That was pretty bad.
Walter must be in his basement.
Yeah, I don't know.
Walter hit mama basement.
All right, man. Let's move into some real stuff because that 1-5, nothing excited me about any of those picks at all. But I'm excited. So if you are wondering, the draft is April 27th of this month. So we'll be tuned in to that. There are some superstars, namely Westbrook, LeBron, Chris Paul, who has shown some resentment to the 12-year-old looking Steph Curry.
You just showed resentment by calling him 12-year-old looking.
Did I?
That man grown. That's a grown man. You just called him a 12-year-old looking little boy. That's all you just missed the little boy. That's all you was missing. So why is y'all disrespecting that light-skinned brother?
That's why. Damn. You just said it.
That's so messed up, bro. Like, he can't.
I like
you, No. You set the story up disrespecting him.
But you didn't let me say.
No, you did it.
MVP, former MVP.
And then he didn't get only unanimous two-time.
Back to back.
Yeah, all that.
And everything we just said.
Greatest shooter.
Is why the hate is there.
Yeah. Listen, don't you know, in the NBA, it's a culture. The NBA is very, very similar to the hip-hop culture.
Speak.
Okay? It's very, like, inside those lockers, they live their life like superstars, like rock stars, like rappers. That's how they live their life. So all them come from the west side. They came from nothing, and now they started from the bottom, now we here. And then here come the one little kid, the one kid from the east side that got game.
Didn't play AAU.
Listen, nobody knows him, but he the one kid from the east side who got game.
And what else he had, D-Will? Growing up, they had money.
That's my point. The west side is where the hood at. Yeah, the east side is where the houses at.
Exactly.
Okay, he from the that's what I'm saying. In Montgomery, that's how it goes. West side, east side, that where the money at.
Gotcha.
Okay, so moving on up to the east side, that's how it is. So he came from there. So nobody respects him. Listen, he don't do nothing that y'all do.
Right.
He ain't out there running with y'all when they going behind the little girls. He ain't popping bottles, pouring them out. He ain't throwing money in the strip club. He ain't, you know, he's not partaking in marijuana. I'll say it like that. He's not doing any of the stuff that culture does.
He out there hanging out with Obama.
He played golf with Obama.
Yes.
He plays golf. Okay, tell me the last time you saw LeBron James swing a golf club.
Not happening.
Dwayne Wade?
Not happening.
Carmelo Anthony?
Never.
Kevin Garnett? Mm. Allen Iverson?
Nah.
When have you seen these cats? And I can keep going on and on. Shaq, you see Shaq on the golf course? Just a, yeah, for the camera. But listen, that's not what they do.
Right.
So with him coming in, being who he, and then he light skinned. He pretty.
And what they, and he put that thing on him too.
And he went you to death. So that's why he doesn't get the respect that he deserves. And especially in our community, in the culture, you know how I'm always referencing the culture. In the culture, that is frowned upon. That is looked at as soft. Coming from the east side, being light skinned. It just is what it is.
Hold on 1 second. Let me just say this and I'm going to let you go.
Go ahead.
Is it like him being the Tim Tebow of basketball with a lot of talent and skill?
He's a Tim Tebow that can play.
Yes.
I'm going to put it in the hip hop form.
Come on, Tim.
He's Eminem.
Eminem get respect, though.
He get respect. And Steph got respect until he challenged LeBron.
True.
You're not going to put Eminem over Tupac, are you?
Never.
You see what I'm saying? You feel me, right?
Yeah, I never would do that. I love him.
It's not
going
to happen.
Never.
He's not going to go over Tupac. Right.
He's number three on my list, but never.
LeBron went to Steph's games
when
he was in college.
Yeah, he did.
Dap him up. They even got video of how, man, you put the Hizzy on my list?
Yeah.
But when Steph started to sell tennis shoes, when Steph started his jersey, outsold LeBron now, what, 2 years in a row?
2 years in a row.
And he beat him for a championship. So now the little brother thing ain't cute no more.
Yeah.
Because people telling you your little brother might be passing you.
He was the face of the NBA for a year.
Right.
Now.
So your little brother might be passing you. So LeBron took it on his shoulders, really, in that final, in the finals last year, to squash all that friendly stuff. Remember the block shot? Remember
Steph,
the talking
but
stuff?
But Steph got in his face.
No. But not like LeBron can get in his. That's
right,
like,
I understand.
That's like Boogie getting in my face.
My six. He can do it. He
can
do it.
He can do it, but yeah. it really ain't healthy.
Right.
So what I'm saying is, you know, you got Chris Paul. Remember when I told you about why Paul didn't like him? Because Golden State jumped them. The Clippers were next. They were next.
One thing they played each other in the playoffs with the Donald Sterling series.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Since then, the Clippers have not beaten the Warriors. Not one time.
Not one time. And Steph averages 27.
So it was supposed to be a rivalry. It's not a rivalry anymore.
Exactly.
Wow.
And the Westbrook thing. Remember the little Durant and Westbrook sitting at the interview table last year in the
hey, I got this.
And he was talking about it, and they said, "What you think about Steph's defense?" And they were like,
"Oh yeah. Yeah."
The thing is that they feel like Steph can go at them on offense, but on defense, Klay guards them. You see what I'm saying? So they don't get to go back. He can make Chris Paul with breakdance.
Yeah, make him fall.
You know, he boogie on Westbrook and pull up from 40. You know, whatever he do. But then when it come down the other end, they don't get to get back at him.
Right.
Because Klay guarding them. So it's like, he don't do nothing but score. He don't do nothing but shoot.
Yeah.
But that's fine.
He give him he's the east side kid. Oh, man, he good, man. But he don't do this, he don't do that.
Exactly.
But you had a kid from the west side come in there. He just take off from the free throw line and can't shoot a jumper to save his life. Oh, that's the man,
that's the
right
man.
There.
That's the man.
So, you know, he gets a bad rap because he grew up rich. He grew up privileged. He ain't from the outside of the track.
And he skipped some people.
He skipped a lot of people.
See what I'm saying?
He is now considered the greatest shooter in NBA history.
Look, think about it. Golden State was not. Remember when I said this about 2 years ago? Nobody was checking for Golden State.
Nobody.
You had the Clippers, and you had OKC was next behind them
because they had just left the finals.
Exactly. Those were the teams, and Golden State jumped them and have not looked back. And then you take Russ's ace, and he goes to play with him. So that's even more salt on Russ.
Yeah. Steph is just hard. But understand, I'm going to take a panel. Steph is hard to like. Think about it. Is he not hard? When have you ever met somebody whose life is virtually perfect?
It's a storybook, yeah.
Literally, from the time he came out, his mama fine, his daddy rich, He grew up light-skinned. Now he can play basketball. Now he's considered one of the greatest players of all time. And he's a multimillionaire.
And he got the cutest daughter.
Cutest daughter in the world. And so he's never been in trouble. You only time you saw him drink is when they were popping bottles when they won a championship. So you've never heard him curse except when you saw him get mad and throw his mouthpiece and get kicked out the game last year. So you look at him and you like, he a brother, but boy, he ain't grow up like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He the one in the civil rights movement that they walk past. And you looking like, bruh. He the one in the car with you when the police pull you up. You like, bruh. You know what I'm saying? So you can't be mad at him but because you understand the stereotype that he is under. But basketball, go back to it. Basketball is hip-hop.
And I'm going to even tell you one other. Old school hate. We heard all last year that the game was soft, that they wouldn't be doing this or whatever. And nothing would happen like that if, you know, when Steph was just killing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Russ comes out and gets 42 triple-doubles. 42!
42.
So why ain't the league soft now?
Praised.
Why? And watch the games. I told you last night. He leads the league in defensive rebounds on missed free throws.
There you go.
Why?
Yeah.
Because his bigs hold folks out and allow him to come around and get easy rebounds.
He shoots in from the top.
Exactly. And back in the day, if he would have brought his 6'3 self in there, they'd have put them things on. I promise you. He wouldn't. I'm not hating on Russ, but it's some fugazi stats even on the assists. You and I talked about assists back in the day, maybe one dribble and you score. Now, you can pass the ball off. Do
long, it. Long as Russ gets it to you, it's an assist.
It's an assist. And even Jerry West said, I don't even know what an assist is now.
Yeah, because he does have a lot of assists where they're running down the court. They catch, stop, turn, and then score.
And
like, how do you make a – that's what I'm saying.
There are some assists to where if Russell gets it and he's on the break, he'll throw it to Adams. Adams will pass it to, like, Kristen or something, and he'll hit a three. Westbrook may get that assist.
Hockey.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, this is hate.
Take us to break, but let us know how you feel about Steph and the hate and the resentment that he's getting.
I think he's that guy that's supposed to – the guy who it was supposed to be was Kevin Durant, to where the media treats him like – kind of like a kid,
right,
to where, you know, everyone likes him and everything he does is cute. Durant's not that guy anymore. Now it has to be somebody. So it has to be, like you said, with the West Side, East Side analogy, it has to be somebody from the East Side to be in that role. It's got to be at least one guy, and that guy right now is Steph Curry. So I understand that. I understand if LeBron being upset because, like, he's still, like, he's the king. But Westbrook and Paul, like, he's past y'all, man.
Holla!
Just think if they would have won back-to-back.
Yeah.
And think about how.
I can't wait to do this.
Oh, my God.
He wins back-to-back championships and back-to-back MVPs. Oh, my goodness. It would have been.
Oh.
He would have been. You talking about solidification. I'm going to make up a word. Solidification.
LeBron might not have passed the ball this year.
If
I'm serious. He might have been on such a run that you wouldn't even be thinking about what Wes is doing.
He would have knocked the year off his career.
Saying he'd have went crazy. If Steph, they would have won. I'm telling you, he would have done everything within his power to get MVP and try to win his championship.
Especially
now, he just wants to win the championship.
Yeah.
But it would have been, I'm telling you, if they'd have won last year,
I feel you.
He would have come back this year to try to reclaim MVP status.
Yeah. Because Steph would have been the face of the NBA. Because that's what they wanted to win.
All right, man. That's it for hour number one. When we come back, hour number two, we will talk about LeBron and his partying on South Beach. And we'll also talk about this playoff pitcher. You got the worst team in the league resting players on the last day of the game, last day of the season. This is a trip. Sports Roundtable, SRT. We'll be right back.
Are you thinking about changing the station? You're only hurting yourself. Keep listening to Sports Roundtable on 1100 AM.
You are tuned into WWE Hapeville. AM 1100.
Worldwide Radio Network. The opinions expressed during the sponsored programs on this station are strictly those of the program hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of Beasley Broadcast Group, this station, its staff, other advertisers, or agencies.
Tax season is coming to a close, and if you're still looking for a new, pre-owned, or used car, look no further. Jay's Used Cars is the place to be. Jay believes your job is your credit, and no matter what your situation is, Jay will get you a car. Visit Jay's Used Cars at 3820 Lawrenceville Highway in Tucker, and mention Sports Roundtable and get a 10% discount. And before you get there, go to jaysusedcars.com to check out the inventory. Jay's Used Cars, where they stack them deep and sell them cheap.
Sports Roundtable. All right, look, every Uber driver is using their phone or they have the GPS for navigation. Like, I have an iPhone 6S Plus. It's a big enough screen to where if I put it on my dash and it's like on the mount and you have the GPS, I'm following those directions. As a passenger, you don't have to tell me where to turn. I already see it.
Got the GPS talking.
It's like you're telling me I can't read.
Oh.
I'm in the left lane. I have my blinker on already.
It's time I turn left.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get the green arrow to turn left. You're going to make a left here. Oh, really?
You're going to get out here.
Only on 1100 AM, the Worldwide Radio Network.
Yo,
what up? What
we
up?
Must be back with a new season, man.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
1100 AM.
That right? That
and
right?
We got Tiff, Hand in the building, HO and
what
Coach.
Up? Up?
You now about to witness the strength of sports talk radio.
Lego.
I can read your mind. You know it's that time.
Hold up.
Boy, I'm so fly. I feel like Brent Grimes. About to kill a whole season, man. SRT got picks for days. Ain't no telling when I'm all in. Never stall in. Pass the ball in the LBJ. That's the King fam.
Woo.
Been balling since Space Jam. New logo like the LA Rams. SRT next up. Big dog picks Devin Hester. And that's the word on the street. Tiff got me right like we run in the screen. Real
Woo.
Talk, canine. Know what I mean. We causing the scene. SRT got what you want every week.
I ain't gonna say it.
What up? It's Sports Roundtable, hour number 2. Thanks for tuning in, checking in. Got a shout out to Facebook Live. Shout out to everybody who listened to the hour number 1. We had some great topics, great talk. You want to join the show, 404-603-8770. A lot of people asking me, why are you wearing that Washington Husky hat? I said it in the first hour. Long time listener. Shout out to Donna C. Came to town and brought me a gift. So I'm appreciative of that.
Shout out, Donna.
Long time listener.
See, you know what I meant to ask you, big old
t-shirt, something, Donna.
Yeah.
Hey, when did Duke start playing out here at Phillips Arena?
Oh.
I ain't never seen the Hawks get calls like they were in camera.
What? Against Cleveland.
Oh, my God.
We've never seen that. LeBron, that one LeBron fouled out on, he didn't even touch it.
I was looking around. I was looking for the camera crazy.
Yeah. LeBron did not touch him in the back, and they called a foul.
I'd never seen him get calls like that.
Ever. Ever.
We've been robbed so much.
So yeah, you need one.
About time.
Boy, hey, listen.
That was like OJ getting off.
And yeah. And the Hawks go 3-1. They go 3-1 against the Cavs in the regular season.
Yes.
Whoa.
But they're 0-8 in the last two playoffs.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
More victories.
It's
the small things to count.
Absolutely. Well, y'all, I'm saying thanks for Facebook Live tuning in, man. And we are here talking about sports each and every Wednesday, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on the AM 1100, the Worldwide Radio Network. We just got through talking about light skin, folks. So the disclaimer is, please do not be offended. We just got through talking about Steph Curry being hated on, or there's some resentment towards him from other stars. And D. Will obviously gave you the analogy of the West Side, East Side.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on up on the East Side is, well, Steph didn't have to move on up. He was already up.
Yeah, he was born over there.
Born up.
Yeah, he was born over there.
Born on third base, baby.
Born on. Go read the article on srtradio.com.
Please. bun on third base is definitely what he is. And I alluded to saying that he is the Tim Tebow of basketball that actually got skills. And Hancock said that he is the Eminem, if you want to put it in hip-hop terms, the Eminem of the NBA.
In a sense, at least Eminem did grow up kind of dirt poor, so that might be not quite the analogy. Yeah,
Eminem from the same side of the track, but I feel where you're going.
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah. I feel what you're saying.
It's one
he
factor.
He gets the privilege.
Exactly. It's one factor that Eminem
he's lighter-skinned.
Yeah.
I'm saying he gets – listen.
He's melanin just, challenge.
Listen, just as we – melanin. We ain't going to take it to his melanin. We going to keep it real. It's because he was privileged.
Yeah.
Being privileged, that's what his issue. Hey, that boy was privileged.
Yeah, and also D. Will said it's kind of hard to like him.
It is. He's perfect.
I mean, I can see you. I can see your part.
Yeah. Like, you think about us. We had adversity in our life. You look at his life and it's like, where did he reach adversity?
He didn't get recruited by a big
college. My God. He didn't get recruited. He didn't get recruited. So I'm going to take your BMW 328i that you had in high school. And you got to go to D1 Davidson. Oh.
He couldn't even go to, like, Virginia Tech, though. That's where his dad went.
They didn't recruit him by Virginia Tech. Hey, listen. LeBron was eating manwich sandwiches.
Yeah. Hold on.
Mayonnaise.
Do you know how good he had to be to take Davidson to the Elite Eight?
Oh, he's so good.
He's so good. We ain't denying that.
Let's go back into the archive show. Do y'all remember the night I asked y'all how much is Dale Curry net worth is? At the time, Steph didn't, he was on his rookie contract.
I remember what we came up with, but I do kind of vaguely remember us talking about
it. Dale Curry was still worth more than his son at the time. Dale Curry was worth $16 million. Because you know they own the Christian school in Charlotte. So he also has some other investment, obviously, into the Charlotte Hornets as well. But at that time, he was still worth more than Steph Curry.
Yeah.
But
Things change.
And Steph still ain't up. Steph hadn't gotten paid yet.
Coming soon.
Oh, yeah, it's coming.
Yeah. Coming soon.
It's just like Fast and the Furious.
Hey.
It's coming soon.
Hey, it's going to be another one.
You don't know.
D-Weezy, they can ask him this. Yeah. Do you think the draw to go back home and play at Charlotte is worth him losing out on the $70 million?
No. Because think about it. Could he make them valuable? Probably. Because they're on the cusp. I take that back.
Him and Kimba?
I think Kimba had to go. He had to.
Yeah, then they had to get rid of Kimba.
Actually, I think that's a question you probably would ask about Paul George.
I agree with that too.
That's a $75 million decision with him.
But the reason I say it about Steph, because Steph seems more unassuming because he's always had, like I was telling him, he always had money.
Yeah, he's never been. So money is not a factor
right,
in him.
I mean, he's going to make endorsement money and all that. Now, he will lose that $70 million guaranteed money that a player can get if he stays with his franchise and he's all NBA or MVP. He already has all those categories checked. So he's probably going to make about $200 million next year. But if he goes to Charlotte, he'd be in a free agent.
Mm-hmm.
If he goes to Charlotte, dad is there. He grew up there. He knows the area. He's already a hero there.
Ownership, minority. Yeah.
Think about what he would do for the Charlotte franchise and that community if he went home.
I'm not doubting it. I thought you were asking me from a basketball standpoint.
But
from that standpoint, of course, it has the exact same significance of LeBron going to Cleveland.
And
it is that big.
And they just took back the bathroom situation.
Yeah.
And yeah, come on. Yeah. And then kill him. And then you got Cam there. And him and Cam are tight. And Cam.
And he'll be playing for Jordan.
The only problem with that is Jordan brand is all over the place. And he's Under Armour's biggest athlete. Mm-hmm. I wonder what kind of conflict that would have as far as the marketing.
If Jordan want to win, they'll figure it out.
That's the thing. Jordan has no marketing ability with the franchise because the franchise is ran by the NBA, which has their marketing in place. So the individual player can sign their own marketing deal, so right. Jordan has no bearing on that.
But he says, I was listening to another podcast where they were talking about a guy who had just got hired with Charlotte, and when he went in, his desk was just filled with all Jordan brand stuff. Even the coaching staff's wearing mock turtlenecks with Jordan brand, Jumpman, and all that.
Yeah.
So what I'm just, you know, I mean, it's just something to look at and think about how that might be a clash.
Who's the actual sponsor of the NBA right now?
Nike.
Well, got
Adidas makes the jerseys.
Adidas. Yeah. So it changes to Nike in like what?
Next year.
Next 18.
18, yeah.
You need to check the archive shows because Tiff talked about it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, I think they change next year.
I just wonder, would that draw to go back home where he grew up, would it be that tempting to go back to that area?
And here's the other thing you got to think about. Why wouldn't he? Because he's leaving Golden State in a great spot. They picked up KD. You know, so it's not like he's turning his back on Golden State. I think that would be a great move if money's not the motivator.
All right. Well, we'll continue to talk about it in days. G, let's go ahead and get into this hour number two. SRT Roundtable Discussion.
The Roundtable Discussion.
What are we talking about?
Hit it!
My man. Woo! Roundtable Discussion, sponsored by Big Boy Cigars. If you looking to get into some cigars and want a smooth, easy, tasteful stick, check out Big Boy Cigars on Facebook. Like the page. And if you need some cigars, holler at your main man, H.O. I am here. Please holler at me. For some cigars, think big, drink big, smoke big. Big Boy Cigars, as my boy Twister doing his thing. LeBron James probably was playing this in South Beach as he sat out. No, took a private plane with selective
teammates.
All the West Side guys.
But then with like Kyrie and Tristan Thompson.
Yeah.
I don't think Kevin Love went with it.
Tristan could have got there.
JR.
Oh, yeah, you know, JR had his shirt off.
you know, JR on there.
So he didn't play. Does LeBron have the lead? I mean, what's your take on just being able to just do what you want to do?
It's interesting that this was again. Well, he went to South Beach. Since he's come back to Cleveland, he has played in Miami against the Heat once.
Wow,
that was the Christmas Day game, his first year back. He has not played a road game in Miami since.
Wow,
and that's interesting. And that's very interesting. But LeBron, my thing is, you can go kick it. And I understand LeBron's played a lot of games. He's played more games than Jordan already. And Jordan, miss me with the numbers.
That's
okay?
His job.
Thank you. He gets paid millions of dollars to do that. Okay? So for him to be able. All right, I'm going to go somewhere with it. And I know Hancock probably going to jump across the table. I understand what he means when he says his posse. How you going to take a private plane separate from the team to Miami with a select few? Get there. Oh, I'm not playing today. But you out on the town? I understand it was a back-to-back. They played Atlanta the night before in an overtime game that they lost, and he played significant minutes until he fouled out. So I understand that to jump on the plane, go to Miami and have it play a game the next night. A meaningless game. Let me get there. I'm not going to poo-poo. It's a meaningless game. There's no need for LeBron to play. I understand. And that's fine to rest him.
Well, if they were going for the example, number one seed, but clearly it didn't matter.
Hey, listen, like I said earlier, he's been the number two seed five times. He made it all five times to the finals. So what does it matter? You see what I'm saying? So he doesn't care. I understand. I give him that. But with the issues that Cleveland has, how does that reflect? How does that look going into the playoffs? Like, LeBron is the type, he's kind of hypocritical. If you look at it, because he talks the talk, but then he turns around and does things like this. Like, I don't have no problem with him not playing and going out. I got an issue with him not riding a team chartered plane to Miami with the fellas. Get off. You ain't playing tonight? Cool, bro. What we doing tonight?
Which is one reason why he left Miami, because he couldn't do exactly what he wanted. Exactly.
Thank you.
Exactly what I was thinking.
Thank you. Pat Riley wasn't playing.
Oh, no.
Boom. Phil Jackson wouldn't have it, but he just said it in the wrong way. He used the wrong terminology. So,
well, I don't know. Jackson might have took, because Jordan went and gambled before playoff games.
He sent somebody with him.
Yeah.
But he still went.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jordan did what he wanted to do.
But that was like they're playing the Knicks. They're going to be in New York for a few days.
No, no. Kings, I'm talking about
get
Utah.
Get over to Atlantic City.
He left. He well, left in Utah, Utah you get to go you get to Vegas. Vegas.
Yeah. Utah was a big game. Utah was a big game back then, though.
Yeah, we're talking Rodney about in the playoffs. We're talking about in the championship series is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So he did whatever he wanted to do, too. So, I mean, we look at LeBron, and he gets a lot of flack because social media shows everything that he does. That's the biggest thing.
Paparazzi
I think Jordan,
was everywhere.
With Jordan, it doesn't look the same because he would play.
He would
the next
play.
Game.
But what I'm saying,
he would play.
I, he would play. Coming to America.
But social media wasn't there.
True.
I'm telling
true,
you, that's
no
the
fact.
Big. That's
facts.
One of the biggest facts. Things. Jordan would have had a whole lot more trouble if social media would have been.
Yeah, but Jordan, like you said, Jordan had trouble, but he played the next day.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to an email bag question real quick. And G, this is something that you referenced earlier. Email bag, which is a bigger joke, Tebow or Jordan playing baseball?
Right now, it feels like it's Tebow only because, like, he came out of, well, Jordan kind of came out of nowhere to do it, too. But no one was thinking.
Jordan's daddy got killed.
Well, yeah, and, like, Jordan's dad always wanted him to play baseball or at least give it a shot.
That's what they said.
So it was kind of, like, in the back of his mind the whole time. I guess.
So my joint suspension?
Yeah. That wink-wink suspension.
Conspiracy.
I believe it was a suspension. That wasn't a retirement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But with Tebow, it came out of nowhere. Like, he has this great job with the SEC Network. All of a sudden, I'm going to go play baseball now. And because of his celebrity and because of who he is, he's going to get every opportunity to succeed. Whether it's he's just going to walk onto the Mets ball league team or A league pitchers are gonna like groove him some pitches so he can get a home run. And so like minor league highlights on the late night sports shows.
Yeah, you
like
see it.
Where do we see that other than like if they're like fights
exactly.
or the ridiculous promotions.
Or somebody ran through the fence.
Or a manager comes out the dugout and spazzes out.
Yeah.
They paid him $100,000. And they probably made their money back.
Oh, without a doubt.
That same week.
No, that night.
That
they made it back that night.
Every road game they play, they're gonna whatever they can do, whatever they want, whatever promotion they want. If his team's coming to town, they're gonna you know make all that money back and more. So it's good for the other teams in that too.
Dan said Jordan played because he was suspended. Tebow played because no other team wants him.
Yeah, that's true too.
Man, I'll stop doing Jordan like that, man.
One thing, I just backtrack a minute. You said LeBron has not played in Miami since he left.
He played the first Christmas Day, his first year back. He has not played a road game against Miami.
Right, and you know what that does to the community, right? People come out to see him, but if he doesn't come, he curses into the crowd.
I
think it's something to do to just
to stick go it the right way.
Oh, yeah, that's no doubt a jewel. Oh, of course, that's a jewel.
Because I
didn't mean to go back, but
I was listening to one radio show where like he paid the guy paid $200 for tickets. Like, oh yeah, we're gonna go see LeBron play against the Heat. And then he finds out LeBron's not playing.
Well, that's his fault. He should have went the 4 years LeBron was there. That's what he should have done.
His son probably wasn't born yet.
Well, you better. YouTube.
All right. Another email bad question. We forgot to mention it. Well, we just didn't mention this a couple of weeks ago. But Tracy McGrady gets into the Hall of Fame. Agree? Disagree?
It was too early for me. Let me ask you a question.
I didn't think he was eligible yet.
Me either. That's why I say it seemed pretty quick. But let me ask you this. It's one person that's not in yet. and we've debated about this person. And he's on. He commentates. You hear him on TV all the time. He was a part of one of the most popular, iconic teams ever. Mm-hmm. Has one of the most infamous plays in college basketball ever.
Yep.
How he not in yet?
Exactly. We're talking about Chris Webber.
Thank you. How did Tracy McGrady get in first ballot, and Chris Webber is still not in? This wasn't Chris Webber first year being eligible. He's been eligible,
right?
And he's still not in.
But you know,
T-Mac is.
Chris didn't play the game until later with the media and all that.
Exactly. He was a bad boy up until then.
Right. He and all that stuff that happened in Michigan. You know, he held on to it the longest.
The court cases.
You know, and kind of, you know, he was lucky or blessed that some things happened that he didn't go down for.
The guy, tell the story.
The
guy passed away.
Exactly. So that kind of helped him a lot. So, you know, and he's on the outs with the other members of the Fab Five. You know, it's a little bad blood and everything that goes on there. So I think a lot of that has to do with the NBA and whatever not. And, you know, the thing about the Basketball Hall of Fame, it encompasses college
everything.
And pro sports.
Everything.
So it's not just on one level.
Well, he didn't go to college, so it didn't include that.
Yeah, so see, that's what I'm saying.
He has no college resume.
For Webby, it does.
Yeah, for Tracy McGrady.
Right. But that's what I mean about the college kind of affecting Webber.
Mm-hmm.
The negative stuff that surrounded him at Michigan.
Same voters.
Right. I think that's the biggest thing that's keeping him out of the Hall of Fame. Because if you look at what he did, we're talking about when he was playing. It was a debate about him, Duncan, and Garnett as who was the best out there.
And it's a debate still
and
to this day.
I agree with you 100%. C-Webb was a beast.
Man, listen, say what they want. He is a top five power forward of all time.
Yeah, he was a bad man.
You say Karl Malone, Tim Duncan, and those type guys, you mentioning
you
Chris Webber.
You got to mention Chris Webber.
Only thing is, he didn't get a ship, but neither did Carl, neither did Charles. I take Chris Webber over Charles Barkley every day and twice C-Webber on Sunday.
Well, with McGrady, he didn't get out of the first round until he played for the Spurs.
Come on now.
His career was actually cut short.
Yeah. It was cut short by a back.
And I was more down on T-Mac, and I was like, I ain't even see him as a Hall of Famer until I saw some highlights the other day.
Listen, you saw what?
Some highlights.
Okay, don't miss me with that.
I started looking back on some stuff.
His numbers are good.
T-Mac was a bad man.
Listen, I'm not poo-pooing
he
on
T-Mac. He gets kind of caught in that shuffle, though. You know what I mean? You know what happened?
He was on that with Kobe.
Vince and Kobe.
Yep.
Vince and Kobe, and he just kind of got caught in the shuffle.
But he came in after Vince, left way before Vince. Vince still in, and how is he a Hall of Famer, and Vince still playing, and he already in? You see what I'm saying? So that just lets you know his career was cut short.
They just basically taking
Kobe just retired last year.
They just basically taking Orlando and Houston and saying you made your Hall of Fame.
Listen, he made the Hall of Fame in a 5-year span. Look at it. In 5 years, because he only played, what, 11?
I don't know, 16, actually.
Well, come on, man. Five of those were.
But anything after 2010 at best, or probably you look at 2007.
Thank you.
So was the last time he made the All-Star team or any of the All-NBA teams.
So he had a 5-year run from when he came in the league in 99. He came in 97. Came in 97, and so 97 to 05. So his first 3 years were in Toronto behind Vince. Okay. Then he went to Orlando. So that's a 5-year span where they saying he's a Hall of Famer. And he had zero championships.
Yeah, like I said, I was kind of, the jury was out on him. And I'm still just riding the fence a little bit. But you have to look back at some of the things he was doing, man. He was a bad
It was a hell of a 5 years. Yeah. Don't get me wrong.
It was a big time run.
But yeah, I just got an issue with that.
All right, let's get to this playoff picture tonight. Some scenarios. 7 and 8 spot is still not clear. We got Chicago Pacers and Miami are vying for the 8 spot. And I'm trying to figure out how to read this thing. I think if the Pacers win, they're in.
They're in, I believe.
If they lose,
they got to get in for the Pacers.
Yeah, if they lose, then it's between Miami and
Chicago.
And
I do not want to see Chicago in the playoffs.
Yeah. So basically,
it's three teams for two spots.
Right. So the first six are set. Right now, Boston, Cleveland. The third team is Toronto, then Washington, then the Hawks, then Milwaukee. So, looks like the Celtics will play either the Pacers, Bulls, or the Heat. If the Pacers get the A spot, Boston might be in trouble still.
I mean, you got a superstar talent. Well, I think he's a superstar.
Who, Paul George?
Yeah.
Paul George is solidified superstar.
Right, he's superstar.
Back when we had the argument or the debate.
You were not saying
he wasn't there yet, but right. He's there now.
He's grown up now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he could take over a series. And he got, I was high on the center before people were.
He was on him.
He started. At least he gives you that presence in the middle that can score, block some shots. The thing that I kind of look at and I'm like, is Monte ever going to be able to step up and help them in the playoffs?
He is who he is.
He's had some flashes this year.
This is 12th year in the league. It ain't going to happen.
Right. And I'm not saying he can be what he was, but can he just catch fire a little bit? Can he help them get what they need?
Hey, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to give you a comparison to somebody. Monte, it looks good. Like, he still looks very young in the face, still makes super athletic plays. He can catch fire. But on a daily basis, to be the consistent scorer you need him to be, him nor Jamal Crawford can still do it. You see what I'm saying? They look the part because they look like they still should be able to do it. They don't look old. They don't move slower. They still got the same game. But on a consistent basis, they know Logan can get it done. If you watch Jamal Crawford, I'm sorry, y'all. He might cross somebody over, but he look old. Yeah, and Monte Ellis,
stretches where he just goes.
That's
in,
my point. He has stretches.
And see, that's the thing about the playoffs, though, D-Will. It's so prolonged. You got days off between games and all that kind of stuff. It's a lot of rest.
Now, for Monte against Boston, he could probably make that happen. But for Monte in the conference finals or Jamal Crawford in the conference finals, they're not going to be able to do that. You see what I'm saying?
I think because of that, that's why they brought back Lance Stephenson.
Is he eligible even playing in the playoffs? I thought he wasn't.
Who, Lance?
Yeah, is he eligible?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't he be?
Because he was signed as a free agent.
You can be removed off the playoff roster?
I thought I read
there's a cutoff date.
Yeah, it was a cutoff date that he might not be eligible for the playoffs.
But I'm saying, why would they let him play at all?
The season.
Why would they let him play at all if he can't play in the playoffs?
Get to the playoffs.
The NBA has a rule like that.
They signed him, though. He signed for the next year. He didn't just get picked up. They signed him.
That's my point. So why wouldn't he be? Like,
I got to research it, but I thought it was something to the effect. But, that could be.
I think it's a cutoff date, or because he was signed as a free agent rather than he wasn't waived by his previous team. Where if you're waived, you can't go to a team and then play in the playoffs. But since he was a free agent,
but if you clear waivers, he was
only signed the 10-day contracts with other teams.
Right. So he was signed.
Oh,
as an outright
so he wasn't
free agent.
On a team. He can't sign a 10-day contract after a certain point. So they had to sign him
For the year to bring. So maybe he is eligible.
Because if you sign three 10-day contracts within one season, you get a contract.
Right.
So that probably was his third 10-day.
So if he would have signed with a team rather than a 10-day contract, then they had to waive him.
Exactly.
That way you can't play.
He wouldn't be able to play.
Right.
Makes sense.
Washington and Atlanta, 4 and 5 play. Looks like they will start playing Sunday and probably won't play again until Wednesday.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of time between games.
Toronto, Milwaukee, do we see Milwaukee making a series out of this?
I don't.
I hope you guys have NBA TV because no one's going to see any of those games.
I got the league pass, baby. Let's do it. Y'all come to my house.
I don't think Milwaukee is ready yet. Especially with
Jabari being
out, may have been able to cause a little problem. But I don't think with what they have enough.
Jabari with that, they might be in the 4 or 5 spot.
Yeah, they would be in the higher seed. I agree.
All right, moving over to the West, you got Golden State, Portland. This will be a rematch. Now, this is going to be interesting. The Clippers in Utah.
You had the. Are we going to go through what you were talking about, surprise teams and things of that nature?
Well, we can with what I'm naming.
Okay. Well, my surprise team is the Clippers. I think the Clippers are going to make a lot of problems in the West this year because nobody even thinking about it. And they've started to play better.
Right.
If you look at what they've done over the last month, they played a lot better. You know, and they started to even try to incorporate old decrepit Paul in there, but he's, you know,
yeah.
You know, I mean, he's giving him something for the playoff run.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't think they can beat Golden State, but I think they can beat every other team in that conference.
So Utah don't have a team.
I don't think Utah does.
I like Houston for my surprise.
Yeah.
You know what I feel about that.
Yeah.
But they can score with anybody. You know what I'm saying? They can score with anybody. And I understand when it comes to – that's the difference between Golden State. People, they have all the window dressings of being an offensive team, but they can stop you on the other end. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
So that, but it's talking a surprise team. I agree. But I'm going to tell you. I'm going to go straight shocker because if he can just get hot, OKC. If they could get the right draw,
they got Houston.
That's my point. I think they can. I understand. I think they can. They can beat Houston in a series. Is my point. Like
they can
because Houston done gone. So if the draw goes right, I can see Oklahoma City with this man playing outside of his mind the way he is going on a run.
You gonna trade it 2 for 3 each time because ain't nobody playing defense.
True.
Because, I mean, you got these folks
right.
Spread out.
Yeah. But
and if Russ trying to – ain't no 17-point play.
But here's the thing. Oklahoma City can make you play a different game with their bigs. So they can change the dynamic. And we just said that Houston doesn't guard. So if they're able to play a bigger game, Houston's going to have to adjust at some point.
That's what I'm thinking too, D. That's the only thing I'm thinking that series – that was the one I had circled as the series to watch.
Oh, yeah,
in the
no
West.
Doubt. Mm-hmm.
Because I think the two bigs inside are going to present a problem for Houston. Because they don't defend at all.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the threes, if they're going, yeah, that's going to be a problem for OKC to run.
But if they're missing those rebounds.
Right. And they're going to have to slow it down a little bit and play with a little slower pace. But that'll be up their alley with the bigs they got. Because Cantor is a beast in there.
On both ends.
Offensive rebounds, yeah. He go get.
So what about Harden getting to the hole and drawing fouls on the big guy?
That's a possibility. Like I say, but if Harden's driving and drawing fouls, that means he not dishing out for threes. So you're matching twos for twos again.
Right.
Yeah. If he's drawing fouls and get him in foul trouble, you're right. It won't be a long series. But
yeah.
I just, something about that series I'm looking at, it's going to be a little tight.
It's going to be definitely tight.
The two MVP candidates going head-to-head. Yeah. Going head-to-head. Yeah.
That's the series to watch in the West, I think, in the first round.
I think if the Pacers get the 8 seed, it got to be Boston and Indiana.
Oh yeah, if we talking East, yes.
Yeah, is the series to watch
without a doubt
for me.
Yeah,
it got to, because the Pacers, I just for some reason I think when it slows down in the playoffs, you probably could put Stevenson on Isaiah Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
Long, frustrating. Paul George, I don't see nobody stopping him.
They have nobody to guard him.
And Smart there's a mismatch with your man. I mean, ain't nobody guarding him either.
Miles Turner?
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody's guarding him. Yeah, because Kelly Olynyk doesn't have a shot.
I'm not trying to be a contrarian, but you can see what I wrote down. My team in that series, I said to keep on was, I know you don't want to see him, but the Bulls and Celtics. Because I think the Celtics are looking past them. I think they're looking right toward – all they got their eyes on is Cleveland. And right. When you look at what
that's
the Bulls
case,
got –
that's the case. They're in bad shape.
Yeah, you look at what the Bulls got. Jimmy Butler is a ball.
Yeah, he's a superstar.
if Wade, like I said, in the playoffs, you have so many days in between.
You think he's going to be able to play with that elbow?
He's back already.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying you think he's going to be able to be effective.
Because he got so many days between games. Okay. That's what I'm saying. Rondo is the wild card. He's got playoff experience. He's the X factor. And it has not clicked for them as a group, those three. But playoff basketball, as we know, is different.
Well, that's a matter of, like, what is Rondo actually going to play? Because for a stretch of time,
they've sat him for the last
some
couple
DNP
weeks.
CDs in there.
Yeah, they've sat him, and I'm wondering if they've sat him just to rest him. Because when Wade was out, him and Jimmy played well together.
They did.
They were playing good ball. Mirotić was hitting, stretching the floor and shooting the three. They were getting contributions from your boy from Michigan State.
Yeah.
Valentine
had stepped up and played.
And Portis playing better.
Portis was playing better, and they got this other kid, number 16. I can't think of his name.
Zipster.
Yeah.
Zipster.
Was giving them some minutes. So, like I said, I think the Celtics are taking them for granted. And I'm telling you, if Jimmy Butler is a baller.
That's a match. If the chips fall that way, Celtics have a hard match. Against the Pacers or the Bulls, they're in trouble.
And really, you can take little man out of the game.
Exactly. They also have a pretty hard road as the number one seed, and maybe Cleveland playing this. But if Boston somehow gets to the second round, now they got to play Washington.
Because Atlanta's not winning that series. God bless it, our Hawks, but they're not winning that series.
Cleveland is playing Toronto in the second round.
All right, real quick before we go to break, the best series in the toss-up series.
Best series, I think, what did I say? Toss-up series, I already said, okay. I thought was Celtics and Bulls.
Okay.
My best series, I thought was the Thunder and Rockets.
Rockets.
I agree. Thunder and Rockets by far the best. And like I say, that Eastern Conference hadn't been set out yet, but I think whoever Boston plays in the first round is a bad match.
I agree. And I think if Portland had the type of season that they had last year, it could have easily been Portland and Golden State for the best series.
It's a good thing Nurkic is not playing. He was playing well for them. He was giving them something on the inside. I still don't think they could have beat Golden State, but they don't fear Golden State.
No, they don't.
Damian goes at Steph.
Well, I tell you what, that'll be the most entertaining series.
Yeah, definitely
be entertaining. Points?
Yeah, you gonna
see
be the most
long three pointers?
Yeah.
You're gonna see that.
I just think it's too much firepower when you're looking at Durant, Curry, and Clay.
That's just too much firepower for everybody.
Yeah, I agree.
It is. All right, man, let's go in for the second hour of the Sports Roundtable discussion. When we come back, you already know we got the SRT Fun Bag coming up, baby. Keep your ears locked, Sports Roundtable.
We'll be back with more Sports Roundtable on the Worldwide Radio Network.
There's a lot going on in the world, and your world is always changing. That's why it's important to stay connected. The latest news, the latest entertainment, the newest music. If it's in the air or on the air, it can be in the palm of your hand, wherever you are, with the iHeartRadio app.
iHeartRadio.
Over 1,500 live radio stations from across the country, and over 15 million songs to create your own custom stations. Text IHR to 45495 to download the app or listen at iHeartRadio.com. Standard text and data rates apply.
Sports Roundtable.
Whoever discontinued Save-A-Lots. Those are the shortbread cookies with the chocolate on the back, the extra big ones used to say Save-A-Lot. Yep. Whoever discontinued that, I'm going to take your badge.
Mm.
All y'all little Girl Scouts selling them cookies on the corner. I'm going to walk up and I'm going to take your badge if you ain't got no Save-A-Lots. I'm gonna kick your table over. I'm gonna crush your thin mints. I'm gonna lick all the coconuts off your Samoas. Get my doggone Save-A-Lots back. Get him. Get me my Save-A-Lots.
Only on 1100 AM, the Worldwide Radio Network. SRT Fun Bag, go,
make
back,
up
go.
Your mind. No. Think since you're thinking. Now go on, think.
No,
is
no.
it fun?
No, sir.
No.
No, sir.
Absolutely not.
Zero fun, sir.
Oh, funny.
What in the world is in that bag? What you got in that bag?
Are we having fun yet?
SRT Fun Bag. Sponsored by Design Queen. If your website does not have a home, please contact Design Queen at designqueen.com. the official website master for SRT Radio. Go to SRT Radio, check out the website. She can do it for you at a very, very low cost. Mention Sports Roundtable, SRT. Get that discount.
Get that discount.
We're trying to hook y'all up with everything. We getting your discount on seafood. We getting your discount on the car.
Hey.
And we getting your discount on the cigars.
Hey. Talk to me.
And we getting your discount on the website. What else you need?
And we got more to come, too.
Yes. So, that being said, SRT Fun Bag. Facebook Live, y'all get ready. Y'all roll with us and let us know what you think. Dad's checking back in. All right, here we go. SRT Fun Bag.
Fun Bag.
Yeah. All right.
SRT Fun Bag, go. I just had to do it. I love that.
Out of all of your favorite teams, sports teams, you had to choose one. Who would you choose to have season tickets for?
If I had, is that a season ticket? If I had one to have lifetime season tickets to one
of your favorite team, well, we know your answer,
bruh.
And you should know my answer,
bruh.
You don't know mine, dude.
No,
we don't.
Hollywood, baby, it's gotta be LA.
I feel you. Really? I should have known that.
Gotta
I should have known that.
Really?
Yeah, I knew it was Florida State.
Me?
Yeah, that's no question. I feel you.
I love Florida State.
Yeah. Yeah,
and my Cowboys are like,
cool.
But Hollywood,
yeah,
I'm sitting with Jack.
Listen,
even
bruh,
with AAU team
I'm
playing.
Sitting with Jack,
bruh. I might be with you. I'm tripping.
I heard you say. I heard you say that. I'm like,
hold up, man.
LA?
Hey, all my Bama people on Facebook, like, I love y'all. But if I got one lifetime, I got to be a floor seat.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
I don't. I'm watching these Lakers.
Who? Every
night.
82.
41 games. Plus, they ain't going to the playoffs. But 41 games.
IG, they got excited.
Well, none of my teams are as interesting as the Lakers, it appears. It would really come down to Dallas or Miami.
You be down there with LeBron.
Miami's
when he comes.
Yeah, like, yeah. I go to live.
Yeah, that's
live
on Sunday.
You
go live on Sunday.
And it's definitely it's acceptable to be late to the game. So I probably take the Heat season tickets.
Okay, all right. Facebook Live, Dad said that Falcons all day. Of course, I'm in there with the camera crazy. I got my face painted and everything.
Yeah, you in the student section.
Yeah, I'm in the student section.
You like the old?
I'm like when they take the ball out.
Yeah. Like I said, and the reason I'm like, if it's lifetime, I gotta take Bama. You feel me? Like, but for real, that's a hard one,
yeah,
man.
Yeah,
that's a hard one, man.
All right, here we go. This may even be harder. These companies will want to sponsor you and wear their apparel, which would it be? Nike, Adidas, Under Armour?
Ah, easy. Give me Nike all day long. Oh, listen. I'm going to tell y'all, starting next month, I ain't wearing but one type of shoe. I'm wearing Air Max number ones. I'm going to get all the colors. That's what I'm going to do. So Nike.
Nike or nothing, baby.
Nike or nothing.
Nike or nothing.
Come on, Phil.
G.
I've been an Adidas baby.
You look like an Adidas. They just look like you wear Adidas. Like, real talk.
I have an Adidas right now. I'm an Adidas baby.
Well, I wrote Under Armour a letter and told them to stop size hating. And
they need to stop shoe hating.
That's what they need to do. Take them Steph Curry hospital shoes off the market.
No, did you
them
see
long
the latest
threes?
Yes.
The latest one looked like some saddlebags.
Like, they got some Sperry's.
Yeah, it is like that. But Nike shoes are so narrow to me. And
but you would get them custom made if they were your only shoe.
Well, Jordans ain't narrow. And that's Nike.
Yeah, I don't like how you do the folks over there who make them, though.
Well, hell, everybody do somebody bad to get on top.
Do they?
Oh, yeah.
Donald Trump.
Talk to me. He the president. He the president.
All right, I might have to come back to that one, but right now it'll be other.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you what it is. I'm gonna tell you what it is. Uh-oh. Big H O didn't want to put on one of them compression shirts.
He wanted a compression shirt. I need to compress something before I do that. All right, this gonna be fun. What would be your old school car of choice? Let me go on and go first on this one. Go and get mine out of the way.
Go ahead.
72 Chevelle with the stripe in the middle. Mm. Blue and white. Mm. 72 Chevelle. All day. G?
Based on what one of my favorite movies is Menace to Society. Mm-hmm. So it would be a 92 Ford Mustang.
5.0.
Yes.
Ooh. Come on, Mr. Mustang. Ooh. Come on, Mr. Mustang.
I had, when they first went to that style, I had an 87.
Okay.
Yeah, 87, that same style, the body style.
So give me your old school.
Old school.
You said an 87 Grand Nat. Vince Deager car in the first Furious.
Almost said a 72 Broham with a diamond in the back.
With the white, with the solid white walls. The fat white walls.
Nah, man, I think probably
damn. It's so, that's hard, man.
That's hard, man.
Hey, but I'm gonna go, I know what I take, man. Give me a
Carla Camaro.
Nah, I want that 1968. You gonna get mad at me. Give me that Dodge Challenger.
Oh, that ain't bad.
Challenger, yeah. Nice.
The 68.
Yeah.
That boy, give me the big block. Yeah, big block. Yeah, give me that. Yeah.
Yeah.
No seatbelt. No, talk about, there ain't no seatbelt in them joints.
It'd probably be a Camaro.
But,
somewhere in there.
Oh, I take that, I take a 6 Deuce or a 6.4 Impala.
Hey,
Impala, yeah.
Take me a 6.4, 6.2.
You gotta be strapped on that thing, though.
Yeah, I'm putting hydraulics on that thing. You see, I'm turning the cone on 3.
All right, here we go. Two more questions. Well, 3 more. How long could you stay on vacation?
Ever?
How long could I stay on vacation?
Forever.
Oh, well, let me put it this way.
Yeah, I'd never come off.
3 days, 7 days, 10 days.
Oh, you can give me the 10.
Oh, all day.
10.
Oh, yeah, all 10. Day.
Yeah, give me 10.
Yeah, I'm soaking up every moment.
Easy, 10.
Yeah.
Can it be 11?
Yeah.
You can't be on vacation 10 days?
I can't be gone for 3 days.
Oh, yeah.
You like work?
I do what I love. It ain't work.
Yeah, I don't do what I love.
I don't
except for this. When I'm here, this is what I love.
But if you just did this, then.
Oh, if I just did this,
oh, it'd be different.
It'll be a dip. I couldn't stay away more than a weekend.
I still can get 10 days in.
Oh, I could get it in. Like, for real, I could go forever. Like, for real, forever.
I love this.
What?
But I can get 10 in.
I can get it in easy.
I can get you on the set.
Yeah, let me pick. Hey, split 3.5 with me. You know what I'm talking about? 3.5.
All right, fill in the blank. If I could own my own business, I would own what?
Y'all gonna take me back here?
Uh-oh. All
right.
You just looking for
bust it.
All right, my bad. You right. All right, Hancock, go ahead.
My own business. Go ahead, G. I got to think about that one.
I want to have my own media entertainment company.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would say a radio station and a cigar lounge.
Well, hell, you got that now.
I'd like to own a sports book.
Oh. Ooh. Fruit cups.
Yeah, I'd like to own a sports book in Vegas.
My man.
And what was the question again? If I could run one business.
Own.
One business.
What would you own?
Strip club sounds good, but it's just too much hassle. To be honest, yeah, I would own something like BET, okay. ABC,
TV station, media, TV media.
Somewhere I can be a billionaire. Okay. Anything where I can, that's my answer. Anything where I can make a billion with a B dollars, I want to do that.
All right, last question of the night. A talent that you wish you had.
Height. That'd be in the NBA.
I think we just got our next drop.
Wow. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. All
right, dude. You got
always wanted to dunk.
He never. Oh, yeah. Dunking is fun. That's what I'm saying. A lot of times.
Just talk, but it would not be a straight rim. See, I grew up before breakaways.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I'd still be hanging on. Yeah. Well, tell y'all, hey, we'll be back tomorrow. I still be
and
hanging.
And you had the one with the orange thing with the two balls coming out of it. No break.
Every park rim would have been bent growing up around me.
You all changed. G, you got something?
I wish I could play. I'd probably still learn if I had the time, but I would want to learn to play an instrument like the piano or guitar, mm-hmm. something like that.
Be real.
Talent I wish I had. I'm for real. I'm gonna go with G. I wish I had that talent of playing an instrument. Like I'm gonna be honest. I'm thinking my dad ain't let me take piano lessons when I was little. Like for real, It was right. My mom had passed. I was 7 years old. And it was this nice white lady, man. Her son was on my basketball team, and I always had these big galosha hands. And she was like, Derek, I guarantee you would be great at playing the piano. My dad like, yeah, we get in the car. You ain't playing no damn piano. Just like that. You ain't playing no damn piano. So I'm with you, G. I wish I had the talent of making music, because if I could be a producer where I could actually have that ear and that sound to make that, I would love to do that.
Well, mine goes surprise, y'all. I wish I had the talent to freestyle.
Same thing, man.
Like Charlie Clips.
Same thing.
Like Sci High the Prince.
Just mind work like that.
Just mind work.
Logic.
Yes.
Like logic. Logic is the dope freestyler.
But well, that's it, man. We got about 2 minutes left. So
let's run it fast.
Yeah, we gotta get on up out of here. But thanks for Facebook Live for y'all tuning in. Hope y'all really enjoy SRT Fun Bag. If y'all wanna know what the questions were, I will actually post them on our website. So go to srtradio.com and you can get the fun bag questions and answer them. So please go there. Shout out to the crew. Shout out to all the loyal listeners. Shout out to Facebook Live. Shout out to Big Boy Cigars as it is up and running and doing its thing. And shout out to the Atlanta Falcons, man. So hope they do right by drafting. Don't follow Walter. Shout out to all the Falcon man down at Camp Brotherhood down there in South Florida.
There it is. Hey, shout out Facebook Live. Shout out to everybody that's following us here on this radio station. Please watch and follow us at srtradio.com. Mm-hmm. Check out my articles. I got another one up this week.
Selective Morality.
Selective Morality. Check it out. Write a comment. Let me know what you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out Holmes. Shout out to the... I said my brother and everybody on Facebook, and T, I'll be home after a while. See you soon. Oh, shout out to Charlie Murphy. Rest in peace, bro.
R.I.P. Charlie Murphy.
Shout out to my mom and dad who listen every week. Shout out to all my West Georgia alum. You can follow me on Instagram at GPlaysItCool and my website, bythetimeyouhearthis.com, a music podcast. This week, we're doing an episode about American Idol.
Word. Hey, shout out Harold, shout out all my folk, man, shout out my family, shout out crew, and man, y'all already know, man, just follow me on social media at IamCoachK9, that's IamCoachK as in King, and the number 9, let's keep the conversation going.
You already know, and you follow the SRT crew at SRT Radio, please follow us. G, your mom say we take the best pictures ever, so we're going to continue to do that.
Yes, sir.
And with that being said, it's time to roll, hand.
Boogie! I'm headed home, baby.
They call me Coach because I teach you how to ball.
This your main man, H.O. from Bankhead. R.I.P. Mom, R.I.P. B.C. And if you love the show,
tell a friend.
And if you didn't,
probably got them tickets to that airline. Y'all in trouble.
You got it. And we out, people.